In the World Series, Kansas City owns a 2-0 lead after Johnny Cueto tossed the two-hitter in a 7-1 rout of the New York Mets. Meanwhile, the Royals say pitcher Edison Volquez plans to rejoin the team when the World Series shifts to New York. In the NBA, Boston beat Philadelphia 112-95, New York bested Milwaukee 122-97, and Chicago beat Brooklyn 115-100. In the NHL, Ottawa beat Calgary in a shootout 5-4, and Pittsburgh beat Washington 3-1. On Thursday Night Football, Miami is in New England to face the Patriots at 8:25. Two-time Pro Bowl defensive end Jason Pierre-Paul has rejoined the New York Giants more than 3 months after losing a finger in a July 4th fireworks accident. Coughlin said that the Giants have no intention at this point of having Pierre-Paul play against the Saints in New Orleans on Sunday. Meanwhile, the New York Jets have released punter Steve Weatherford 4 days after signing him in a pinch while he was in the middle of co-hosting a radio show. Browns coach Mike Pettine says quarterback Johnny Manziel has an imminent meeting scheduled with NFL investigators. The league is looking into whether Manziel violated the league's personal conduct policy after an incident involving his girlfriend. Meanwhile, FIFA sponsor Visa has threatened to cut its ties with the scandal-tarnished governing body of soccer if the credit card company isn't satisfied with reforms.